There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Celtics Tonight, presented by Star Market, continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets, believe it or not, for the first time this year. Our conversation with the head coach, not for the first time this year, brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I blame Gershon the other night for D-ing up Dirk like that on that last possession. I don't know if he's just been coached too well, if they just got the better of him, but, I mean, I think you have to take some responsibility for him not understanding the circumstance, right? I mean, obviously he wasn't prepared in that moment.
I'll tell you what, that was a unique position to be in, for sure. And I think I heard him say that at one point, but he's that was wild, right? I mean, you never in a million years do you want the other team to actually score a basket. But you could tell everybody else did. And so I think, you know, we were all, I was going to say secretly, but we were all hoping that one of those last two shots went in.
I think everybody was. It's funny, speaking of Gershon, he and Brad Wanamaker both, a big part of the narrative for those who write about this team, and you addressed this yesterday, and I thought it was great, which is why I'm bringing it up, is, all right, let's talk about Jalen and Terry and the guys whose minutes aren't the same as they were in the playoffs last year. But those two guys, talking about Gershon and Brad, their jobs are much more difficult, which is why their performances, especially as of late, and especially Brad on Friday, really stand out.
And I think you can throw Shemmy in that
mix.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because he's been a guy that's played and played a lot. And then, you know, anytime we have one perimeter out, Shemmy plays a lot. Anytime we don't, he can go anywhere from playing very little to DNP. And so that's just a unique situation to be in, and those guys all handled it really well, and they all helped us in the last few games. I thought Brad was really good on Friday night, and, you know, we pushed that lead out in the second quarter with him running the point. I thought he got us into actions, he made right reads, and then he did a great job guarding Barea.
And what's interesting about it is you think, well, he's a pro, he's a veteran, he's been around, but he hasn't really been in this role because he's been playing a major part of the teams that he's been playing on.
No question. There is no question about that. And that's one of the things, like, for him especially, we need him to be always available, always ready. But he's never been through anything like this, even in college, high school, whatever. And so this is a whole new experience. And he's done a great job handling it. He's a really positive person, comes to work every day. He's an enjoyable person. You know, we're lucky to have him. I think that's when people talk about, like, the makeup and dynamic of a team, that's the stuff that without being in the locker room, you really don't know how guys truly handle things and how it impacts them. And Brad's a great example of how to handle it well.
It almost seems over the 6 years that you've had more than your share of that because of the nature, particularly the first couple of years, of so many guys coming in and out. It just seems like there have been so many guys through here where you can sort of get that gauge for who's really good at that and who's not.
Yeah, and I think they're – so, you know, depending on your age and stage in the league, and I say that because Brad's a little bit older, but he's in his first stint in the league. I think a lot of times when you're in your first stint, you're doing everything you can to prove yourself, prove that you belong for the long haul. And there's different ways of doing that, but there's no better way than when your time is called than to perform and perform well. And so that's something that we talk about all the time. And anytime you've got a person that's in it for the first time, they're doing everything they can to take advantage of those opportunities.
This caught my ear yesterday. You were saying during your news conference when asked near the halfway point about the season that offensively it hasn't gone as well as you thought, particularly early, but defensively maybe you've been better than you thought, and obviously those numbers have borne that out. How have you been better defensively than you thought you would be?
Well, I thought we would struggle out of the gate defensively. I thought that we were going to be a team that would fall into the trap of other teams that had been playing deep into the playoffs that had a lot of guys back. And that usually the trap that I've seen before is that you skip steps on defense and you're not as good because you don't do every little thing. Well, we were pretty good at the little things and we were doing everything we could. Our offense just didn't click. Now, the bad part is, the good part is that over the last 2 months, our offense has been way better and consistently better, which is good. And then defensively, we've been up and down. That's the negative. And so we've got to get back to doing both well. And I thought the last two games, we made great strides in that regard.
Very strange to go half the season without seeing a team in the division. Now, you and I, almost every night, we sit here, and every night I make a joke about how hot the team is on the other side. They have the best record in the NBA over the last month. Actually, they're tied with the team you're playing on Wednesday for the best record in the NBA. But when people, you know, obviously people aren't watching Brooklyn the way they're watching some of the other teams in the league, and they're doing this without LeVert and without Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. So the simple question is, how are they doing it?
Well, this is a great example of a team that knows who it is. Every single player knows what they need to do for the team to be successful, and they do it every single night. You know, you go just down the list. The shooters shoot, the drivers drive, the rollers roll, and they stay in that mode all the time. They never change, and they drive it as hard as any team we've played, and they shoot threes in a high volume. And so it becomes really, really hard to guard them when you're trying to close out to a hard-driving team that can also shoot.
They're not a team in which you pick one. For all the reasons you said, you don't pick one guy out. But Spencer Dinwiddie always makes me think of this. Talent and hard work, by definition, have to be the biggest factors in success, not just in the NBA, in almost anything. I don't know how much extreme self-confidence can possibly weigh in, but when I watch him play, I know that that number is not zero, that you can will your way to being, you know, maybe better than people thought you could be.
I would add another adjective for him, and he's very smart.
Yeah.
You know, he knows the game. He's a smart guy anyways, but he knows the game. He knows how to play. And, you know, he's clearly studied the game. What he does is a result of, like you said, talent, hard work, but also watching and learning kind of what works. And he's terrific. On defense, he's very active. He's long. He's hard to get around. And on offense, you know, he makes big shots night after night. You turn on the TV and Brooklyn's in a close game, he's probably shooting one of the last couple shots of the game, and he makes them all the time. And he's had a heck of a year, but so has Russell. Go down the list. And I think one of the guys that nobody's talking about that's a young player in the league that probably should be drawing a lot more attention is Allen.
And you've had – there have been some of the players we've seen throughout the course of this year. It's funny. It's almost young players, the young, long players, shot blockers like that. There are probably more of them in the league that we talk about because so much of the game is three-point oriented now that maybe they don't grab as much attention. I don't know.
Well, and I think maybe 5 years ago people were more likely to pick a low post, stronger, bigger, wider player that would be more effective in a post-up situation. These guys don't post at all. They drive you from the perimeter, and they play off the three-point line, and one of the biggest threats in their whole team is Allen running to the rim because, man, if you're late, you just throw it up. You have no chance. It's a lot like DeAndre Jordan the other night.
First of three meetings this month between the Celtics and Nets. It's next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.